Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mostly clear this evening. Jerusalem enjoys a mild night. Tel Aviv feels a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's a warm and calm evening, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports an IDF soldier has been killed in a drone attack in southern Lebanon. Israel and Hezbollah are trading blame for the incident, which also left 6 Israeli troops wounded. Also, just in, the Jerusalem Post confirms that tensions are escalating as Hezbollah and Israel accuse each other of ceasefire violations. Both sides have intensified their attacks. Also this hour, according to Walla, President Trump has told Iran that negotiations will take place over the phone. He canceled a face-to-face meeting and emphasized that nuclear weapons will not be allowed. Separately, I-24 News announces that Sergeant Idan Fuchs, aged 19, died in combat in southern Lebanon today. 4 soldiers were seriously wounded in the same incident. And finally, Axios reveals Israel secretly sent the Iron Dome system and troops to the UAE during the Iran conflict. This unprecedented move had not been made public until now. Reaction has been swift on social media. Doran Kadosh reports that due to Hezbollah's ongoing ceasefire violations, Israeli authorities are reimposing restrictions in the north. Gatherings will be limited to 1,500 people starting tomorrow. From Middle East underscore 24, news is circulating that Iran executed a political prisoner in Zahedan. Activists are condemning Iran's ongoing use of the death penalty, calling it a pattern of repression. Osin 613 shares that Oman's foreign minister discussed the Strait of Hormuz with his Iranian counterpart. They acknowledged their shared responsibility as coastal nations. Let's go deeper. Starting with the drone attack in southern Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports that Hezbollah claims the strike was a response to Israeli aggression. Prime Minister Netanyahu warns that Hezbollah is dismantling the ceasefire. The situation raises concerns of further escalation along the border, affecting civilians in nearby areas. Turning to the intensified conflict between Israel and Hezbollah, The Jerusalem Post highlights mutual accusations of ceasefire violations. This escalation could disrupt regional stability and peace efforts, with potential impacts on diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, President Trump's decision to shift Iran talks to a phone format, as reported by Walla, reflects a cautious approach. This move underscores the tension between the U.S. and Iran over nuclear capabilities. The change aims to manage diplomatic risks while maintaining pressure on Iran. In related news, I-24 News details the loss of Sergeant Idan Fuchs in Lebanon. The attack occurred in a high-conflict zone, emphasizing the dangers faced by IDF soldiers. This incident could influence military strategy and public sentiment. Finally, the deployment of the Iron Dome to the UAE, uncovered by Axios, marks a significant military collaboration. This action demonstrates Israel's commitment to regional security alliances, particularly amid tensions with Iran. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC features Nobel laureate Daron Acemoglu's warning that AI could harm equality and democracy. He argues that automation might concentrate wealth and diminish employment opportunities. Separately, Globes reports that Vast Data has confirmed a $1 billion raise at a $30 billion valuation. The Israeli company aims to solidify its role as a central player in the AI ecosystem. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes the IMF ranks Israel 20th globally for GDP per capita. This ranking highlights Israel's economic growth and its solid position in the global economy. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.